Ambassador Rubens Barbosa will speak at the Wisconsin-Brazil Business Summit at Milwaukee's Pfister Hotel. The event is open to the public. The summit is sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the law firm of Foley & Lardner. The chair of the firm's international business group says Brazil has a lot of potential. Ulysses Payne says 170 million people live there, and unlike some of its neighbors, Brazil is pursuing a democratic free market system with no threat of military rule there.
One thing about a market outside of your country is you have to look for inhabitants. And Brazil is fairly stable politically. They took away all the hyperinflation of the days of the 70s and 80s. They have a federal election, a general election for president coming up in the fall. And I think there'll be continued growth. Again, Brazil is the second largest country in our hemisphere next to the United States, so it's very important to all of us.
Brazil's economy is struggling right now, but Payne says the country is still an attractive market for Wisconsin's automotive and telecommunications industries. The country is applying for a loan through the International Monetary Fund. The money would go to build infrastructure, like roads and fiber optic systems, with an eye to attracting more U.S. investment. Even though Brazil's presidential election is hotly contested, Payne believes the current administration will prevail. If that happens, he says Ambassador Barbosa could be promoted to a higher position. So the relationships the ambassador forges in Milwaukee could pay off down the road. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.